Good evening and welcome to the Lowell High School Gymnasium and tonight's basketball game between the Panthers from DeWitt and the Lowell Red Arrows. To my left, Eli Wilcox and Evan Langenbach, our technicians. To my right, Gabe Albert. And with Gabe and myself, we're going to bring you tonight's game. Gabe, we're getting ready for the introduction of the starting lineups. And why don't you give us the starters for the visitors, the Panthers from DeWitt.
For the DeWitt Panthers starters, we have number 4, Ben Johnson. Number 5, Matt Hoon, the senior. Number 10, Landon Kurtz. Number 12, Nolan Colligan. And number 33, Ian Soulsby.
And the Panthers are coached by Bill Flannery. So that takes care of the 3-2 DeWitt Panthers. So Gabe, let's take a look at the Red Arrows starting lineup.
For the Lowell Red Arrows, we have the junior, number 1, Morgan DeCavers. Number 2, the senior, Will Mrozinski. Number 20, Duran Baker. Number 21, Lucas Charbonneau. And number 22, the senior, Thomas Hayes.
And the Red Arrows are coached by Brian Powell. Again, thanks for joining us here tonight at Lowell High School. Probably the final game for both teams, maybe for this year. I know the boys may play one more game just prior to the start of the new year, but I'm not sure on that at all. Getting ready for the tip-off here at Lowell High School. That'll be Ben Johnson against Thomas Hayes. Ready for tip-off. Thanks for tuning in to WRWW 92.3 FM and streaming at lowellradio.org. Here's the toss. Red Arrows control the tip to DeKeevers, left side. Pass in the corner. Going to bring it out to the center. Mrozinski with the ball, right side to DeKeevers. DeKeevers going to drive. Looks to put it up, going to kick it back out to Lucas Charbonneau. Takes a three-pointer and drains it. 3-0 early in this contest, first quarter. Nolan Colligan with the ball, pass off to Landon Kurtz. Looks for a shot, doesn't get it. Red Arrows recover a loose ball. They'll bring it up across the center line. DeKeevers with the ball. Pass off to the right side to Hayes. Hayes in the corner. Puts it up. No good. And we have a foul call. I think they call that on Lowell's number 1, Morgan DeKeevers. A little bit too aggressive on the rebound. Johnson passed it in to Matt Hoon over the 10-second line to Johnson. Down the right side. Pass underneath to Johnson. Wide open. Puts up a puppy and gets 2 points plus the foul. He'll go to the line and he'll shoot one.
That foul is on number 21, Lucas Charbonneau, the senior.
So two quick fouls on the Red Arrows here in the little over a minute of play. A little later. Here the free throw attempt, no good. Rebound, Red Arrows. That'll be Hayes on the rebound across the 10-second line really quickly. Pass underneath, it sails out of bounds. DeRandon Baker, the intended recipient of that pass, sailed right out of bounds. Panthers across the 10-second line. Pass around the perimeter. Hewn with the ball. Left side to Landon Kurtz. Still on the left side, driving baseline, Ben Johnson. Ball's kicked out of bounds. It'll be Panther ball. Baseline. Inbounds pass. Kearns. He'll drive it. He'll put it up. And it's good. Good right hand from the left side. The Panthers lead 4-3 at the 6:02 mark of the first period. DeKeevers with the ball. To Charbonneau. To Thomas Hayes.
A lot of off-ball movement for the Arrows.
Looking for someone to pass to here. Pass stolen by Ian Sosabe. And we have a basket made by Matt Hewn.
Foul on number two, Will Mrozinski.
And Hugh will try to make it a three-point play, his layup, plus this free throw. It's up, and it's good. 7-3 early. DeWitt. Red Arrows across the 10-second line. Shot up by Morgan DeKeevers. Good for two, 7-5, DeWitt. Hewn with the ball, passes out to Johnson, to Hewn. Hewn, a long one, rebound.
Joshua Walters over by the table getting ready to check in for this game for the Arrows.
Another shot up by DeKeevers, no good, bounces off the rim. Quickly down court by the Panthers. Shot put up by Ben Johnson, no good. 4:50 mark of the first quarter. If you just tuned in. DeRandon Baker with the ball. He'll give it up to Thomas Hayes. He puts the shot up, no good. Rebound sails out of bounds to the DeWitt Panthers.
And coming in the game for the Arrows is number 23, Josh Walters, for number 21, Lucas Charbonneau.
Inbounds pass. They'll walk it up. 4:29 in the first quarter remaining. In the corner, Landon Kurtz. And that's good. 10-5, the Panthers. The Red Arrows are going to have to stiffen up a little bit on defense here. Shot up by Thomas Hayes, no good. Stolen pass by Will Mrozinski. He'll put it up, and he's going to be fouled underneath. So Will Mrozinski will go to the line to shoot two. That's the first foul on DeWitt's Matt Hewn. 3 team fouls on the Arrows, 1 team foul on DeWitt. First free throw is up and no good.
And coming in for the Arrows is number 24, Egan Bellinger, for number 22, Thomas Hayes.
The left-hander will shoot the second one. No good off the back iron. Rebound. That will be Nolan Culligan. Matt Hewn with the ball. Will drive right side. Going to drive all the way down. Had a wide open lane. He'll put it up for two.
And the Arrows take a timeout to talk this over.
Yeah. Coach Brian Powell not happy at all. 12-5 early in this game if you just tuned in. Thanks for tuning in to WRWW LowellRadio.org and 92.3 FM. So we've got some underwriter sponsors that make all these games possible. Gabe, what do we have?
For our WRWW underwriters and sponsors, we have Kathy and Gary Kemp, Bernard's Ace Hardware, Riverside Dentistry, Mercantile Bank, and Heidi's Farm Stand and Bakery.
And those are our platinum sponsors, so many thanks to those five platinum sponsors. Arrows have inbounded across the 10-second line. DeKeevers with the ball. He'll drive right side. Looking for a cutter to go through the block. Nothing open. He'll bring it back out, and he'll pass it off to Thomas Hayes on the left side. And we have a foul call. Duran and Baker had the ball. And let's see if we can catch who committed that foul. That's going to be on number 33. That'll be Ian Sosabe. Inbounds pass in the corner to DeKeevers. He'll put it up, no good. Quickly down the court, the Panthers from DeWitt. We got a foul on the floor. It'll be Red Arrow foul.
Fouls on Morgan DeKeevers.
That's the fourth team foul for the Red Arrows this quarter.
Coming in for the Arrows is number 22, Thomas Hayes. And for the DeWitt Panthers, number 23, Nate Mullen.
Any further fouls this quarter, and the Panthers will be going to the charity stripe shooting two. Ball in the hands of Nate Mullen. Passes left side to Brendan Mensing. Bringing it back out. Matt Hune looks for the shot, not going to take it. He'll pass it off to Nate Mullen. Right side. Drive to the basket, and we have another foul. That'll go against the Red Arrows. I think that will be against Lowell's Durandon Baker.
And coming in for the DeWitt Panthers is number 20, Hudson Novak.
So Landon Kurtz going to the line, and he'll shoot two. First one is up and in. 13-5, your score. DeWitt Panthers on top over the Lowell Red Arrows. 2:48 left in the first quarter. Toes to the line, few dribbles, spin of the ball, it's up and in. 2 for 2 on that trip to the charity stripe. Ball in the hands of Durandon Baker, left side. Right side to Durandon Baker now. He'll put up a shot in and out as it rattles around and pops back out. Left side to Hudson Novak. Puts up a shot, no good. Another shot put up by Brendan Mensing, no good. Rebound Red Arrows. Ball in the hands of Durandon Baker. He gives it up to Thomas Hayes. Hayes guarded by Brendan Mensing. Shot put up by the Red Arrows. That'll be number 2, Will Mrozinski. Landon Kurtz with the ball, left side to Matt Hune. He'll put it up from left side, no good. Loose ball. Gathered up by the Red Arrows. Number 20, Durandon Baker, gives it off to number 23, Josh Walters. Walters just came into the game, and he gets a couple points for himself and the team. Pass underneath the Landon Kurtz, no shot, loose ball. It's a scramble and a jump ball call. Possession arrow goes to the DeWitt Panthers.
And coming in for the Arrows is number 3, Owen Newland, and number 21, Lucas Charbonneau. for number 22, Thomas Hayes, and number 24, Egan Bellinger.
And for the DeWitt Panthers, number 30, Eric Stevenson, the junior. Two inbound, Nate Mullen to Hune, guarded by Josh Walters. Left side pass to Eric Stevenson. Three-point shot up by Hudson Nobach. No good. Ball out of bounds. It'll go to the Red Arrows. Red Arrows looking to get back into this one. We're still in the first quarter, 1 minute left. Red Arrows trail by 5, 14-9. Charbonneau with the ball. Right side pass to Owen Newland, up and good, and the Red Arrows needed that. Hune with the ball. Passes out. Hune gets it back. Got it by Walters. Hune puts it up from left side. No good. Rebound by the Red Arrows, Will Rosinski. They'll bring it up court. Newland looked for a shot there. Didn't get it. Charbonneau, reverse layup, no good. Rebound, Panthers. 11 seconds on the clock in the first quarter. They'll look to take the last shot here. It's up by Matt Hune, and it's good as he drains a three-pointer with 3 seconds on the clock. A desperation shot at the buzzer by the Red Arrows, no good. Red Arrows trail by 5, 17-12 at the end of the first quarter. Again, thanks for tuning in to WRWW. Well, game, certainly a lot of energy on both teams. They waste no time whatsoever getting the ball up and down the court, playing hard both on defense and offense.
Yeah, Lowell's being extra physical on defense, which is sometimes turning into fouls, which is how DeWitt has gone to the free throw line towards the end of this first quarter.
Okay, let's take a look at DeWitt's schedule, what they played so far. They are 3-2. They beat Lansing Eastern in their first game by 22. They beat Holt in their second game by 22. They lost to Grand Ledge by 20 in their third game, lost to Okemos by 18 in their fourth game, and won by 4 over Mason in their fifth game. So they are 3-2. We'll give you Lowell's, who Lowell has played thus far, in just a few minutes.
And it'll be Arrows ball at the start of the second quarter.
Two inbound, Thomas Hayes to DeCavers. Left side to Charbonneau. Back to DeCavers. He'll drive down the lane, puts it up at the free throw line, and it's good. Give him 2, 17-14.
That's Morgan DeCavers' second basket of today. He has 4 points tonight.
Here's a shot up by Landon Kearns. No good. Rebound, DeWitt. Passes it back out to the outside. Euro step by number 30, Eric Stevenson. Puts it up. No good. Red Arrows bring it up. Durandon Baker almost loses it, and then he gets fouled.
Fouls on number 10, the sophomore from DeWitt, Landon Kearns. And coming in for the Panthers is number 5, Matt Hune. For number 30, Eric Stevenson, the junior.
Hayes to inbound. Sideline right in front of us to Josh Walters. Nope. My mistake on that. Durandon Baker has the ball. Left side to Charbonneau. DeCaver's going to take a three-pointer, and it's good. We have ourselves a tie ball game with 6:50 on the clock. Second quarter, 17-all. No block to Johnson. shot up by Kearns, no good. Rebound Arrows, shot up. First lead of the game on a two-pointer by Lowell's Will Mrozinski. 19-17, 6:25 on the clock, second quarter. Matt Hewn with the ball, right side. Hudson Nobach. Back to Johnson. Shot up left side, Nate Mullen. No good. We have a whistle and a foul that's going to go against DeWitt. And that's going to be on Hudson Nobach.
And coming in for the Arrows is number 5, Nico Binns. And for the Panthers, number 33, Ian Soulsby.
So two team fouls on DeWitt this quarter. No team fouls yet for the Arrows in the second quarter. And there's the third team foul by DeWitt.
That foul.
A little too aggressive by Matt Hewn.
That foul is a reach. And coming in for the Panthers is number 23, Nate Mullen for Matt Hewn.
Hayes inbounds to DeCavers. DeCavers guarded by Landon Kearns. And
now out fouls on Morgan DeCavers as he has the ball.
And that's his third foul. You can bet he's going to take a rest. And there he goes off the floor.
And coming in for him is Hudson Nobach.
We'll give DeCavers a lot of credit. He plays hard, but sometimes he picks up a few too many fouls too quickly in the ballgame. He'll take a rest. Backdoor cut here. Nice block by the Red Arrows' Mrozinski. Red Arrows have it in the front court. Charbonneau up and puts it in for 2-1.
The Lowell bench is pretty excited after that one. Half the players were halfway out into the court.
We have ourselves a pretty decent crowd here in the Lowell Gymnasium today. Unlike last Tuesday, which is, you know, a midweek game and a non-conference game, Charbonneau to shoot one. It's up and out. And the Red Arrows' Durandon Baker tried to tap that one in from going out of bounds, except he had his foot out of bounds himself when he touched the basketball. So DeWitt has the basketball in the front court. They'll move it around the perimeter. Red Arrows doing a good job of switching. Pass underneath to number 4. No good. That would be Ben Johnson. He had himself a pretty easy layup and just did not quite get it. Shot up by the Red Arrows. And we have a whistle, and I think it's going to go against Lowell here.
Lowell fouls on number 5. Nico Binns with a push.
So that's Lowell's second foul this quarter. DeWitt has 4 fouls. Another foul by DeWitt will put the Red Arrows into a 2-shot foul situation. Ball left corner to Ian Soulsby. Passing it off to Nate Mullen. And Mullen will put it in for 2. Red Arrows on top. 2-point game here, 21-19. And we have a foul, and this will be on the floor, not a shooting foul. But Red Arrows will shoot 2. This will be the 5th foul in the second quarter.
That foul is a reach on number 33, Ian Soulsby. And coming in the game is Josh Walters for Thomas Hayes for the Arrows.
So Durandon Baker will shoot 2. Toes the line, first one is up and no good. Red Arrows looking to increase their 2-point lead to 3 on this next free throw.
So score is now 21-19. Arrows lead with 4:36 left in the second quarter.
Shot is up and nothing but net. 3-point lead for the Red Arrows. 4 minutes and 30 seconds left on the clock. Second quarter. Loose ball. Recovered by Red Arrows Mrozinski. He'll bring it up. Oh, double dribble. They got him. So a nice recovery by Mrozinski, and then he unfortunately double dribbled when he got it into the front court. Ball
now
in the hand of Landon Kurtz.
Owen Newland just came in for Nico Binns for the Red Arrows.
3-pointer, number 10, Landon Kurtz, no good. Off-iron rebound, Red Arrows, Charbonneau. Charbonneau pass to Owen Newland. Shot goes up, no good. 3:50 on the clock, second quarter. We've got a blocking foul on the Red Arrows.
It's on number 2, Will Mrozinski. It's his second foul of the night.
So that's a third team foul in the second quarter for the Red Arrows. Both teams will be in the bonus on the next possession foul. Shot up by number 12, Nolan Colligan. Good for two as he drove the paint and put it up. 1 point game for the Red Arrows. Pass around the perimeter. Duran and Baker going to put it up, and it goes in, but they're going to call it off. I think they're going to say that the foul was committed on the floor before the shot was taken. But he will still go to the line to shoot two. However, he doesn't get the basket.
And Thomas Hayes getting ready to come in for the Arrows as he is kneeling by the table.
First shot. Front iron, back iron, out. Here comes the second of two. Off front iron, no good. Loose ball, recovered by the DeWitt Panthers. All alone, Landon Kurtz from left side, no good on a 3-point attempt. Rebound by number 15, Brendan Mensing. Up and good, and DeWitt takes the lead by one, 23-22, just under 3 minutes left in the second quarter. Charbonneau having a hard time as he tries to dribble towards the basket, loses control, and loses the ball out of bounds to the DeWitt Panthers.
Now coming in for the Arrows is number 22, Thomas Hayes, for number 20, Durandon Baker.
Inbounds pass, Nate Mullen will bring it up. Guarded by the Red Arrows, Mrozinski. He'll bring it at the top of the key. Driving the lane, left side, putting it up. And fouled. Trying to get his number. I think that would be Eric Stevenson. Will go to the line and he'll shoot two.
A foul is on number 3, Owen Newland. And he is a senior.
First attempt, free throw, no good. 23-22, DeWitt on top. Second quarter, 2:38 showing. Second one, no good. Rebound, Red Arrows. Josh Wallace on the rebound, and then some sloppy play from the Red Arrows, and the ball goes out of bounds to DeWitt. They'll inbound, sideline, right in front of us. Mullen to inbound to Kurtz. Guarded by Hayes. Left side pass to Brendan Mensing. He'll give it up. DeWitt looking through for that cutter down low so they get that pass down low for maybe a little bit easier basket. And they found that person. in Brendan Mensing, but he couldn't handle the pass. So Red Arrows have it with a chance to go ahead in this game. We're at the 2-minute mark, second quarter. Shot up by Thomas Hayes is good for three.
That's his sixth point of the night.
We got a foul on the floor before the drive and before the shot was put up.
And so now the Arrows will go to the line. They are now in the bonus. Both teams are in the bonus now in the second quarter.
Thomas Hayes commits the foul. That'll be Landon Kurtz putting it up. Good for the first attempt on the two free throws. Substitute coming in for Lowell, that'll be Spencer Spike. First time I think we've seen him this evening.
And he's coming in for number three, Owen Newland.
Landon Kurtz towing it up. Five dribbles. And he'll put it up. No good. Rebound. Not a good job of rebound for the Red Arrows. And loose ball picked up by Brendan Mensing. Puts it in for two. Now Red Arrows trail by one, 26-25. Charbonneau with the ball. Guarded by Brendan Colligan. And we have a whistle and a foul.
This foul's on the Panthers.
I think the Red Arrows will go to the line here and shoot a couple. That'll be Lucas Charbonneau. First shot is away. Up, bounces twice off the rim and out.
And coming in for the DeWitt Panthers, number four, Ben Johnson. And number five, Matt Hume.
One shot remaining for Charbonneau. Substitute waiting to come in for the Red Arrows. That shot is also no good. Rebound DeWitt. Across the midcourt line. Left side drive. Easy drive by Landon Kearns. Not well guarded by the Red Arrows. Kind of had a free lane to the basket. Now the Red Arrows trail by three as we approach the 1 minute mark of the second quarter. Durandon Baker with the ball. Left side dribble. That'll be the Spencer Spike. And we have a whistle and Red Arrows will go to the line again.
And getting ready to come in the game for the Arrows is number two, Will Mrozinski.
Spencer Spike shooting two with 49.6 on the clock, second quarter. Shot is up and in. Red Arrows trail by two.
Will Mrozinski's now in for DeWitt. Hudson Novak comes in.
Second shot is good as well. Red Arrows trail by one. Let's see if the DeWitt wants to score early, late in the game here, or if they want to hold it for the last shot of the first half. They'll pass around to the perimeter. Shot from the right side. Landon Kurtz, no good, but rebound DeWitt. And a drive by DeWitt.
And that foul is on number 23, Josh Walters.
And Landon Kurtz from DeWitt likes to drive to the basket. So now he'll shoot two with the DeWitt Panthers up by one. First shot is good. At halftime, we're going to send you back to the studio for some really good music. So stay tuned during halftime. Second shot in and out. Rebound, Josh Walters.
to Randon Baker and Morgan DeCaver is on the over by the table getting ready to sub in.
Rosinski left side. Charbonneau with the ball. Pass knocked out of bounds by the Panthers. Red Arrows have 9.5 seconds left to try to put the ball in the basket. Chance to tie it up or go ahead.
Morgan DeCavers and Durandon Baker are both in now for the Arrows.
Charbonneau to inbound. To DeCavers for three, no good. Walters with the ball, puts it back up. Nice rebound, good battle underneath. I'm sorry, it wasn't Walters. It was Durandon Baker. Did an excellent job on the boards down there. Put the shot up, but was fouled. So he'll shoot two with a chance to tie it up with 3 seconds left in the second quarter.
Now coming in the game for the Panthers is number five, Matt Hune, as his first shot was good. And coming in for the Arrows is number 24, Egan Bellinger, and number five, Nico Binns.
Chance to tie it up on this free throw. It's up and good. 29 all with 3 seconds left.
And Willem Rosinski comes in the game for
Let's
the
Arrows. Let's see if Lowell will pick them up full court. Does not look like it. Now they're going to pick him up full court. So he's got just a couple of seconds to put it up. And it's going to sail off the top of the backboard. There we have it. We have a barn burner here at Lowell High School. You'll want to come back with us in about 10 minutes as we bring you the second half. Again, the halftime score, Lowell 29, DeWitt 29. Thanks for tuning in to WRWW 92.3 and streaming at LowellRadio.org. Lord, I'll be there. If you're just tuning in, we're at Lowell High School watching a really good game between the DeWitt Panthers and the Lowell Red Arrows. We're tied up at 29 all going into the third quarter. Thanks for tuning in to WRWW 92.3 and streaming at LowellRadio.org. And we'll send it over to Gabe Albert.
All right. It'll be, I think it is Arrows ball. Or no, it's DeWitt Panthers ball. Throwing it in will be number four, Ben Johnson. The whistle's blown and it goes to Matt Hoon at the half court line. Pressure by Morgan DeCavers, passes it to Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson now swinging it around. Matt Hoon back over to the right wing and fouled by Morgan DeCavers.
And DeCavers picks up his fourth foul. In the first few seconds of this third quarter, and guess what? He's gonna take a rest.
Passing it in now, again will be Ben Johnson. Passes it over the half court line to Matt Hoon. Matt Hoon dribbling at the top of the key. Back to Ben Johnson. Over to Ian Soulsby. Dribbling around, passes it inside. Over, dribbling it around. Back to Landon Kurtz. Landon Kurtz dribbling around, drives in, puts up the shot, and it is blocked by Josh Walters. It'll stay with Panthers ball.
Nice job by Josh Walters. Planted his feet underneath, went up, knocked that shot, knocked it out of bounds. DeWitt ball.
Ben Johnson back to Matt. Matt Hoon looking for a man. They're passing it around the perimeter. Dribbling it now is Ian Soulsby. Passes it out to Matt Hoon. Corner three, and it's good. 32-29, Panthers on top. Bringing it down is Duran Baker. Duran Baker dribbling around to Thomas Hayes. Thomas Hayes driving in, puts up the shot too high off the backboard. It's no good. Jump ball. And it will stay with the Arrows. Passing it in now for the Arrows is Durandon Baker. Down beneath the hoop. Looking for a man. Still can't find anything. Running out of time. And 5-second violation on the Arrows. It'll be Panthers' ball.
Not what the Red Arrows needed at this point in the game. A turnover by the Red Arrows. DeWitt ball at the 7-minute mark, third quarter.
Ian Sosby bringing it up past half court, dribbling around towards the logo. Over to Nolan Colligan, dribbling around. Matt Hoon driving in the right side, passing it back out. Ian Sosby for three off the front rim. Rebound tipped up, and it is out of bounds by the Panthers. Red Arrow ball. Passing it in now is Lucas Charbonneau for the Arrows. Passes it in the Durandon Baker, dribbling it up the court at half court. Dribbling up, thought he had a lane, backs back out. Driving in again, looking for a man. Thomas Hayes in the corner. Skip passes over, intercepted by Matt Hoon. Matt Hoon bringing it down. Pass underneath to Landon Kearns, no good. Rebound by Lucas Charbonneau. Tries to throw it at Matt Hoon, out of bounds, and he is out of bounds. Arrows ball.
Getting a little bit wild on the court right now, both teams.
Baker bringing it up the court. Dribbling around the perimeter. Passes to Charbonneau. Charbonneau looking for someone at the top of the key. Dribbles left. Tries to get a skip pass underneath and is caught by Durandon Baker. Back out. He backs out. He's at the perimeter. Loses his dribble, and luckily Josh Walters picks it up. Josh Walters looking for a man. Finally gets Durandon Baker. Durandon Baker gets fouled on.
First foul called here in the third quarter.
Lucas Charbonneau looking for someone to pass it into. Finds Durandon Baker on the far right side. Durandon Baker tries to pull a jump shot, defended well, and rebound is Nolan Colligan. Bringing it up the court is Ian Sosby. Over to Landon Kurtz. Thought he had the three, didn't. Drives in and puts it off the board, no good. Rebound is tipped in the air and it's Panthers' ball.
Tough call on the Red Arrows. There is the ball. What has tapped out of bounds. Good hustle on the Red Arrows' part. And
Matt
DeWitt.
Coon, corner three. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound by Thomas Hayes. And they're going to call a travel on him after he was tripped. Ian Sosby looking for someone. Throws it straight into Josh Walters. Josh Walters easily picks that off.
Quick hands by Josh Walters there to pick that one off.
Durandon Baker is at the top of the key, dribbling around. Gets a screen from Thomas Hayes over to Lucas Charbonneau. Lucas Charbonneau driving in, looking for someone to pass it to. Finally puts it up and just off the front rim. Matt Hoon dribbling up fast. Looking. Corner three. Landon Kurtz no good. And that rebound is tipped out of bounds. It'll be Arrow's ball. Bringing it up the court now is Durandon Baker at the logo. Now at the top of the key. Between the legs. Trying to make a move. Double teamed. Settling it back down. Still dribbling around. A lot of off-ball movement for the Arrows. Finally gets it over to Lucas Charbonneau. Now it's over to Wilm Rosinski. Rosinski now at the top of the key dribbling. Drives in left. Kicks it back out to Lucas Charbonneau. They're going to call a travel on Wilm Rosinski.
Kind of dragged his foot before he got that pass off. Turnover by the Red Arrows. Red Arrows trail by 3, 32-29. 4:18 left in the third period.
Matt Hoon bringing it up, passing it around, still passing it around the perimeter. Matt Hoon on the right wing, kicks it over to Landon Kurtz. Landon Kurtz deep three, it's good.
That's the biggest lead of the game right now with DeWitt up by 6 at the 4-minute mark, 35-29, third quarter. We mentioned that DeWitt was 3-2 entering this contest. The Red Arrows are 2-3. Red Arrows won their first two games. The first one against Newaygo by 30. The second one against Potter's House by 20. Then they proceeded to lose three to Grand Rapids Covenant Christian, Caledonia, and Jenison to give them their 2-3 record. Earlier today, the freshmen played DeWitt here at Lowell High School. Lowell freshmen on top, 51-35, followed by the JVs, who also won 48-40.
Lowell varsity team hoping to end this three-game losing streak here tonight, as DeWitt once again is up 35-29.
Some of our underwriters and sponsors: Riverside Dentistry, Mercantile Bank, Heidi's Farm Stand and Bakery, and Lowell Charter Township. Thank you.
It'll be Lowell Red Arrow ball as Lucas Charbonneau passes it in. Now Durandon Baker bringing it up the court for the Arrows. Passes it over to Josh Walters. Josh Walters looking for someone, finds Thomas Hayes on the opposite side, drives in, off the board, no good. Rebound by Ben Johnson. Quickly passing it down off the fingertips of Landon Kurtz, and it is going to be Arrows ball.
Red Arrows looking to come back here, trailing by six with 3:41 on the clock in the third quarter.
Bringing it up the court is number 20, Durandon Banker. Once again, jump shot just underneath the three, no good. Rebound by Lucas Charbonneau, and they are going to call a foul on the DeWitt Panthers over the back.
I think that's going to go against Landon Kurtz, the sophomore, and it is. That's his third foul. So you can probably look for a substitution there, and we do get a substitution. So
Spencer
that'll be
Spike.
Nate Mullen coming in for Landon Kurtz.
Spencer Spike also in for the Arrows, who has been in once before towards the second quarter. Durandon Baker passing it in underneath the hoop. Some screens by the Arrows, looking for somebody, finds Lucas Charbonneau on the right corner. Driving in, baseline. Finds Spencer Spike on the right wing. Step back, passes it out to Durandon Baker at the top left. Durandon Baker backing up and setting up this offense. Lucas Charbonneau with a pick. He goes left, still at the perimeter, looking for someone to pass to as he picks up his dribble. Gets it to Will Mrozinski, who is dribbling it around the top of the perimeter.
DeWitt playing some really good defense right now, switching off really well. Three-pointer put up, no good by the Red Arrows.
Durandon Baker with a really deep three. Now a three. That's Ian Soulsby off the front. Rebound by Brendan Mensing. Gets his own rebound again. Matt Hoon, now they're dribbling it around the court. Ben Johnson bringing it in. Looking for someone to pass to. Has Matt Hoon at the top of the key as he's going to slow this down. Now it's Ian Soulsby at the top of the key. Passing it around. Now it's Ian Soulsby again. Matt Hoon, corner three, no good off the front of the rim. Ben Johnson with a rebound, tries to get it to Matt Hoon, but it is bobbled around. Finally, back to Ian Soulsby, air ball three, no good. But then we have a foul. Brendan Mensing is going to get an and one opportunity.
Nice rebound by Brendan Mensing, and then he puts it back up. A little short shot right underneath the basket, and he draws the foul. That foul on Ben Bannon, the senior. DeWitt up by 8, 37-29, 1:57 on the clock, third quarter.
Mensing's first shot is good. Bounces around the rim and finally goes in. Baker dribbling around the top of the key. Passing the ball around is now the Arrows. Tip pass, and it's Mensing who intercepts it. Passes it to Hoon. Hoon dribbling around, has Sosby on the layup, and he is fouled by number 21, Lucas Charbonneau.
Yeah, Charbonneau hammered him pretty good. He was going to make sure that he didn't make that basket, and he did that.
Lowell now with three team fouls in this third quarter. Lowell has given the other team the bonus in both the first and second quarter.
Sosby no good on his first attempt.
Morgan DeCavers coming in for Will Rosinski for the Arrows. Sosby's second shot is off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound from the Panthers. Dribbling it around the top of the key is Nate Mullen. Nate Mullen, three, just off the front rim. Rebound. Rebound by Matt Hoon, and he's fouled as the shot goes up. That'll be the Arrows' fourth foul of the night, one away from putting the Panthers in the bonus.
So that was a shooting foul. So the Panthers, Matt Hoon, will go to the line and will shoot two.
His first shot bobbles around on the inside of the rim, is no good. Will Smith comes in the game for Spencer Spike for the Arrows. Hoon's second shot is good. Charbonneau passing it in to Cavers. DeCavers speeding up the court. He gets a screen, passes it around to Baker. Baker trying to make a move, spin move, tries to put it up, and they're going to get a charge on Baker. Mensing is going to get the foul for that.
Yeah,
it'll
that was
ball.
A foul that probably could have gone either way. So this time it went against Lowell.
Now the Panthers have five fouls and will have the bonus. Mensing passing into Hoon. Hoon dribbling up the court. DeCavers with some tight pressure at half court. Hoon speeds right past it. Passing it to the outside. Stolen by Will Smith. Will Smith driving up the court, and he gets the layup to go. Fast the other way is Hoon.
They call that coast to coast.
DeCavers tips the pass. Panthers get it back, but they're going to get a timeout.
I think we have a timeout call.
So the score is 31-39 with 51 seconds left in this third quarter.
More of our underwriters and sponsors: Benton Baker Auto, Green Ridge Realty, Lowell Area Chamber of Commerce, Sneakers Bar and Grill, and of course, Lowell Area Schools. The Red Arrows playing DeWitt tonight. On January 3rd is their next game. It's a holiday tournament. And they will play St. John's at Reed City.
DeWitt ball after this timeout. Passing it is number 23, Nate Mullen. Tries to get it to Hoon, and Morgan DeCavers tips it, and it will be back with the Panthers. Tight pressure on this Lowell Red Arrow defense, trying to make it harder for them to get this ball past half court. Nate Mullen bringing it up the court, and this defense will back off. Mensing with the ball, driving in, passes it out to Hoon. Hoon passing it around, still looking for a man. They're passing it around the perimeter now. Mullen has the ball at the left corner, dribbling it around. They're passing it around, trying to get a shot, and it is tipped. DeCavers bringing it back, full court pass, and Drandon Baker is going to get the layup.
Nice pass by DeCavers to get that down.
10 seconds left, 33-39. Hoon trying to bring it in for the layup, no good. Tipped on Drandon Baker, and he'll stay with the Panthers with 3.2 seconds left in this third quarter. Passing it is Nate Mullen. Looking for someone to pass it into. Gets it underneath. Layup no good. Drandon Baker tried to get up a shot, but that was blocked.
So it the Red Arrows at one point trailing by 10. Now it's a six-point difference, 39-33, as we get ready to go into the fourth quarter. We mentioned who Lowell is playing coming up next. Let's take a look at DeWitt. They will be playing Sparta at DeWitt on December 27th. That's 2 days after Christmas. And then on the 30th, they'll be playing Ionia at Ionia. So, Gabe, here we are, 5 days away from Christmas. Do you think I ought to start my Christmas shopping pretty soon?
I think you're going to have to. Christmas is only a few days away.
I know. They call that being a procrastinator. So, yeah, I tend to do that. But I get it done in the end.
4 seconds left in this break between the third and fourth quarter. And we are one quarter away from deciding the winner of this DeWitt and Lowell matchup. It'll be Panthers ball with Ben Johnson passing it in at half court. Now they change it to Matt Hewn, and then Ben Johnson is going to go back to pass it in at half court. Passes in to Landon Kurtz. Landon Kurtz is going to pass it. Now driving up the court is number 23, Nate Mullen. Finds Hewn. Hewn bringing it back up, and they're going to get a foul. Or they're going to get
a charging foul on DeWitt. I think that would be number 5, his third foul. That's going to be Matt Hewn.
The Cavers bringing the ball up the court pretty fast. Passes it to Josh Walters. Josh Walters deciding what he wants to do with the ball. Turns left, tries to drive in, passes it back out. Lucas Charbonneau gets the and one.
Just a nice drive across the paint by Charbonneau and puts it up, a hard shot. It was not an easy shot. Little hook shot, and it goes in and he's fouled. A chance to make the 2-point play a 3-point play.
Lucas Charbonneau's first shot as he gets ready to shoot. Up and off the back of the rim. No good. Tipped by number 20, Drandon Baker on the rebound. Dives for the ball in bounds, but unfortunately could not get it.
So we got a substitution for the Red Arrows. Entering the game is Will Smith, the sophomore.
Now bringing it up the court is Matt Hewn. Matt Hewn driving left side. Gets it to Mensing. Mensing to Johnson. That would be number 4, Ben Johnson. Mensing has it at the block. Passing it over to Landon Kurtz. His shot is no good. Rebound by the Arrows. Baker bringing up the court with some speed. Passing it across the court. Putting up the shot. No good for Will Mrazinski. Ben Johnson's 3-point shot is off the back of the rim. No good. Menting puts the shot back up. Also no good. Ben Johnson fighting for the ball. And they're going to call it jump ball. And it'll be Arrows ball.
Red Arrows trail by 4. 6:44 on the clock. Fourth period. 39-35.
Lucas Charbonneau passes in to Morgan DeCavers, who's going to bring the ball up with a little bit of speed. Looking to make a move. Almost shoots the three. Pass it out to Thomas Hayes. Thomas Hayes, deep three. Off the front iron, no good. Rebound is by Landon Kurtz. Bringing it back the other way. Ball poked out of his hands as he regains the ball. Matt Hewn has it at the right wing. dribbling around and setting up his offense. Finally passes it to Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson trying to drive in. Passes it back out to Matt Hoon. Swinging all the way around to Landon Kearns, and he's going to get a travel call, and it'll be Arrow's ball.
Shuffled those feet a little bit too much before he put the ball on the court.
Lucas Charbonneau again passing it into Morgan DeCavers, bringing it up to half court, driving to the right side. Passes it out to Baker. Durandon Baker trying to make a decision once he wants to do this ball. Physical defense by Matt Hoon. Out to Morgan DeCavers. Corner three off the front rim. No good. Bringing it back the other way is Nolan Colligan. Now it's Matt Hoon. Matt Hoon dribbling this around, trying to waste as much clock as they possibly can, but there's still a lot of time left in this game. Passes it out to Landon Kurtz. Over corner three, and it's good from Nolan Colligan.
7-point lead for the Panthers from DeWitt. 5:18 on the clock, fourth quarter.
Morgan DeCaver trying to make a move, tries to get it to Josh Walters, but it's stolen. Bringing it back the other way is Matt Hoon. Over to Landon Kurtz, tries to put it up, and it is on the other side of the backboard. And they'll say that it is tipped off a Red Arrow player, and it'll be blue ball.
Morgan DeCavers wanted to make that call himself on the court, but to no avail.
Yeah, not very happy with that call.
It's kind of been a hectic game, really. Just a lot of ball movement, a lot of quickness on the side of the Panthers for DeWitt.
Many fouls for both teams this game. It's been a really high foul game. Will Smith trying to pass all the way down to Durandon Baker. Durandon Baker tries to put up the layoff, and it is no good. Will Smith fighting for the ball, and it'll be a foul on Will Smith. They're going to say a reach.
Well, Lowell's had their chances with some shots that maybe could have gone in,
many
but
fast
didn't
breaks
go in. Yeah.
That have not gone in for this Arrows. Ian Soesby dribbling around, passes it to Matt Hoon. Over to the corner for Landon Kurtz, off the front rim, three, no good. And they're going to call a reach, and over the back on Ben Johnson as he tried to get that rebound. It'll be Arrows' ball with 4 minutes and 28 seconds left in this fourth quarter as DeWitt leads 42-35.
That was the third foul on DeWitt this quarter, so the next foul will send the Lowell to the free throw line shooting two.
DeCavers has it at the right corner, trying to pass it. Passes across court to Durandon Baker, no good. Lucas Charbonneau had the rebound, but got bumped into by Josh Walters as he loses control of the ball and it goes out of bounds. Looks like DeWitt had the ball tipped after Lucas Charbonneau lost control of the ball, so it'll be Arrow's ball underneath their own hoop. Looking for someone to pass it into, finally gets Thomas Hayes up by the logo. Passes it to Durandon Baker at the right wing. Durandon Baker looking to make a move. Can't find anything. Picks up his dribble. Finds Thomas Hayes near the right corner. Thomas Hayes trying to drive in. Spin move. Jump shot. And that is no good. Just over the rim. Bring it back the other way is Landon Kurtz. Looking for someone. Finally gets Nolan Colligan. Passing it around to Ian Soesby. Now Matt Hoon at the right corner. Looking to make a move. Now to Mensing. Back to Kurtz. Kurtz driving in baseline. Gets it over to Ian Soesby at the right corner. Dribbling it back out. Lucas Charbonneau, tight pressure. Gets it over to Matt Hoon at the right wing. Driving it in right is Matt Hoon. Off the glass and off the front rim. No good. Bringing it back the other way is Durandon Baker. Gets it out to Lucas Charbonneau. He's got it underneath the hoop by the block. And he will be fouled and take two shots.
Well, the Red Arrows have had their opportunities to score, but not being able to put it through the hoop.
Charbonneau's first shot is off the front rim, no good. Stepping in for the Arrows is number 2, Willem Rosinski. For number 1, Morgan DeCavers. Charbonneau's second shot is nothing but net. Now the score is 36-42 as there is a timeout called.
Couple of underwriters that we haven't mentioned thus far, Newview Fuels and Alpha Care Center. So you've heard the list of them. We probably got 15 or so underwriters and sponsors for WRWW. If you think you might want to be an underwriter or sponsor, contact Lori Summerfield at the high school here. And you can find her email address under staff members on Lowell High School website. So the Red Arrows trying to come back from a 6-point deficit here as we wind down in the fourth quarter. 42-36, they trail the Panthers from DeWitt. Got a pretty decent crowd here tonight. Not too bad for a Friday night. Probably busy time of the year for most everyone as we approach the holidays.
We have 3 minutes and 18 seconds left in this fourth quarter as the Arrows are trailing by 36-42. This Panthers ball, and now the Arrows are putting on a full court press. Matt Hoon is going to try and pass it in for the Panthers. Moving around, finally gets it into Landon Kurtz. Back to Matt Hoon, who's wide open at the middle of the court. Drives all the way down for a left-handed layup. Matt Hoon. That's his 14th point of the night. Lucas Charbonneau trying to drive in, and it is a foul on Mensing.
A blocking foul on Mensing.
So now Lucas Charbonneau will go to the line because the Arrows now have the bonus. Arrows only have one foul in this fourth quarter, which is a lot less than what they've had in the last three quarters. His first shot is nothing but net. 37-44, Arrows down. Charbonneau's second shot is up and is off the back of the rim, no good. Lucas Charbonneau getting his own rebound. Tries to get it under to Durandon Baker and it is intercepted. Matt Hoon has the ball and stops dribbling and the whole low Red Arrow bench thinks they should have had called a travel there.
Yeah, Coach Powell was not happy at all that there was a no call there.
And a timeout is called.
So with 2 minutes and 38 seconds on the clock in the fourth quarter, Red Arrows trying to make up a 7-point deficit, trailing 44-37. So we were treated earlier to a nice wrestling match. Lowell was wrestling against at an assembly for all the students, Mishawaka Penn High School, a really good team. But Lowell, year after year, is really, really good. And this is no exception this year. They handled them, that good team from Mishawaka, 57-17, I think, was the final score.
And that was a very energetic assembly. All the students were cheering on our Lowell Red Arrow wrestling team.
And so today was, you started your school day with a 2-hour delay.
Yep.
And then you got to come to this assembly. Did you get any learning in today?
Very little, if any.
Oh, okay.
But
well, it's holiday time, so yeah.
Yep. Now we're on break, so we can enjoy our holiday break.
For sure.
This Panthers ball as Ian Soulsby tries to pass it in, looking for somebody. Finally passes it into Matt Hoon. Back to Ian Soulsby. Almost intercepted is number 23, Josh Walters. Now under the hoop is Mensing. Mensing gets the layup to go.
Great job by Brendan Mensing to get that rebound and put it right back up for two. Foul called on Kearns, I believe.
As Lucas Charbonneau trying to drive in.
.219 on the clock. Fourth quarter, Red Arrows trail by nine, 46-37.
Lucas Charbonneau's first shot is up and good. Lucas Charbonneau has 7 points tonight for the Arrows. That second shot is off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound by DeWitt. Now Matt Hoon bringing it up the court. Has Ben Johnson in the corner, decides not to shoot. Passing it around the perimeter. Matt Hoon now has it back at the top of the key.
I think they want to run a little time off the clock here.
Passing it around the perimeter. Finally, Landon Kurtz tries to take a three. In and out. Rebound by DeWitt. Ben Johnson, after it's tipped, gets the ball back. Now the Panthers trying to waste as much clock as they can, but the pass is picked off by Lucas Charbonneau. Pass the other way, kicks it back out to Durandon Baker. Corner three, hits the rim once, and is rebounded by Josh Walters. Josh Walters passes it to Durandon Baker. Jump shot is no good. And foul on Lucas Charbonneau as he tries to get the rebound there.
So the Red Arrows have little time to make up 8 points here. 1 minute and 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
Now coming in the game for Josh Walters is number 22, Thomas Hayes.
By the way, Josh Walters played a great game for a sophomore. He showed very well today, so nice job. The Red Arrows have worked hard, but just they haven't quite hit the rhythm that they really need to hit. The shots were not dropping. I was thinking about how many times they've gone to the free throw line and never come away with making two out of two. Maybe they'll get one, maybe they'll get none, but not two out of two, and that has hurt them. Their shooting on the floor plus their lack of good shooting at the free throw line.
Also, fouls in this game have hurt the Lowell Red Arrows pretty bad. They've had five fouls plus in the first, second, and third quarter, but they only have two fouls as we're nearing the end of this fourth quarter, so they're improving on that.
So make sure you check out our upcoming schedule on our website, lowellradio.org. There's a page there called Calendar, and we will post the upcoming games. If you can't make it to the gymnasium, tune us in at 92.3 FM locally to Lowell or worldwide at lowellradio.org. Play ready to resume here in the fourth quarter.
Matt Hoon trying to pass it in and is tipped by Durandon Baker. Ball still on the ground and it is Arrow's ball, as that full court press worked very well and very quick. Morgan DeCaver is getting ready to pass the ball in underneath the hoop. Passes in to Thomas Hayes. Thomas Hayes back to DeCavers. DeCavers trying to get the layup up and it is good.
Nice job. Baseline drive by DeCavers. Puts it up in the right hand off glass. Good for 2 points.
Trying to get the ball up the court is the Panthers. Panthers finally get up the court. Now a lot of pressure by the defense. Thomas Hayes with a huge block for the Arrows. Sends the ball in the other direction very quickly. Now it'll be Panthers ball in the far left corner.
Hayes wanted to make a statement on that block, and he did.
Now throwing it in for the Panthers, number 23, Nate Mullen, covered by Morgan DeCavers. very tight defense. And timeout called by the Panthers as they almost had a 5-second violation. Score is 40-46 with 107 left in this game.
Let's take another look at our platinum sponsors, Kathy and Gary Kemp, Raised Up LLC, My Hometown Furnishings, Bernard's Ace Hardware, and Michael Curtis Farm Bureau Insurance Agency. And the buzzer blows to end this 30-second timeout. Red Arrows trail by 6, 46-40, as we're going to resume play here with 1 minute and 7 seconds left on the clock in the fourth quarter. It will be Panthers ball out of bounds in that corner right by their bench, the farthest corner away from us.
Matt Hoon getting ready to pass it in. Covered by Morgan DeCavers. Still can't find anybody. Finds Landon Hurts. Passing it under to Ben Johnson, and he's fouled as the shot goes up. That is the third foul for the Arrows as Ben Johnson will go to the line for the Panthers.
Yeah, Mrozewski had no choice but to follow there. It was either follow him or give him 2 points. So now we'll just have to, if you're a low light, you want to see him miss a few free throws. That didn't happen on the first shot as the first one went in.
Morgan DeCavers has 4 fouls tonight, which is one away from being ejected from this game. Hopefully that doesn't happen, as he is one of their best players for this Lowell Red Arrow team. Second shot also good for Ben Johnson, as the Arrows are now down by 8 with 1 minute left in this game. Morgan DeCavers trying to bring it back under. Jump shot from the free throw line, and it is good.
And Coach Powell from Lowell Red Arrows will take a timeout here, trying to figure what they can do to get back into this game, trailing by 6, 48-42, with only like half a minute left.
There's 56 seconds left in this game, and Lowell's definitely going to be putting on a full court press to either get an interception or an error from the Panthers' offense to try and get the possession back to the Arrows.
Again, the Red Arrows' next game for these guys is January 3rd. That's the Reed City Holiday Tournament playing St. John's, and would like to see all of you attend that. It's not a game that we will broadcast.
Matt Hoon getting ready to pass it in for the Panthers. Full court press as Matt Hoon running up and down the sideline trying to get a pass in. Finally finds Ben Johnson. Lucas Sharmanov, some tight defense as the Panthers overthrow the pass, and it'll be low ball. It was exactly what they were hoping for. Lucas Sharmanov.
Trailing by 6.
Lucas Sharmanov.
I'm sure they're probably thinking 3-pointer here, maybe.
Yeah, I think they're definitely thinking 3-pointer as Morgan DeCavers puts up a 3 and it's just off the front of the rim. As they're going to have a foul on Lucas Charbonneau.
And that Charbonneau's 4th foul, so he and DeCavers both have 4. Doesn't mean an awful lot right now because there's only 41 seconds left in this game.
Getting ready to pass it in is Mensing. Mensing finds Matt Hoon dribbling up the sideline and is a push on Drandon Baker.
That'll send DeWitt to the foul line, shooting 2 with 40 seconds left in this contest.
Lowell hoping for 2 misses here so they can keep this within a 2-possession game.
Matt Hoon will tow it up at the charity stripe.
No DeWitt players down low as they're all with their coach near the sideline talking over what to do. Now the Panthers will go near the free throw line as they hope to rebound this if he misses. Second shot is off the rim, no good. And Lucas Charbonneau could not hold on to the rebound as it'll be Panthers' ball.
He and Thomas Hayes were vying for that rebound, and they kind of bumped into each other, and the ball was lost off one of them out of bounds.
Nate Mullen getting ready to pass it in. And the Panthers looking for somebody, finally finds Ben Johnson fighting for the ball with Lucas Charbonneau as they call a jump ball, and it's Panthers' ball as Lucas Charbonneau thought he had the steal and was gone. Now it's Panthers' ball still with 31 seconds left as the Arrows trail 42-49.
Yeah, you would think a 7-point lead at this point in the game would be a pretty safe lead, but you never know. That's why you play them out.
Matt Hoon driving in, dribbles it back out, and the Arrows are going to try and dribble this out, but foul on Lucas Charbonneau, and I think that is his fifth.
Charbonneau injured earlier in the season, sat out a game or two. Now he's back in, trying to build up his strength a little bit, but he's going to be taking a rest here.
Lucas Charbonneau is now out for the game as he has 5 fouls.
He'll be replaced by Josh Walters, a sophomore. Kurtz at the line.
Kurtz dribbling. Getting ready to shoot. Shot is up, and it is good. He has one more shot. It is now 50-42 with 24 seconds left in this game.
I'm not sure what's going on. There's only one Panther at the free throw line. DeWitt's coach called the other 4 players off to the side and talked to them.
Morgan DeCavers gets a rebound, dribbling back down. Down the right side, almost an and one, but Morgan DeCavers will go to the line with 19 seconds left as the Arrows trail 42-50.
DeCavers a real hustler, always has been. Drives hard, plays hard. Unfortunate that he got 3 fouls on him early in the contest, and then when he came back in, he picked up that 4th one real quick.
DeCavers' first shot is up and good.
19.7 seconds left on the clock. Red Arrows trail by 7, 50-43.
DeCavers' second shot is also good. So now the Arrows trail by 6 with 19 seconds left, hoping to get 2 threes. Landon Kurtz easily dribbles it up the court and is finally fouled by Thomas Hayes as he will now go to the line.
I think as a coach now with only 14 seconds left, down 6th, and it could be more after these free throws, I guess you don't want to quit on your players. You want them to hustle no matter how much time is left on the clock.
Kurtz's first shot is off the rim, no good. If he misses the second one, Arrows have a slight chance of making 2 threes in 14 seconds to tie this game up.
Yeah, they'd have to make a 3 and intercept the pass and another 3 probably.
Second shot also no good. 13 seconds, now 11. Dribbling it up. DeCavers with a 3. And it's good! 7 seconds left as Morgan DeCavers make this a 3-point game. Arrows take a timeout. Arrows are back in this game.
Yeah, the Lowell fans are pretty excited right now in the Lowell cheering section. There's a few of them down there, quite a few of them down there.
Student section is pretty big today.
So, pretty exciting finish. If Lowell had only played a little bit better during the course of the game, shot a little bit better, rebounded a little bit better, blocked out a little bit better, this could be a different story. Give DeWitt a lot of credit for what they have done in this game. Always hustled, moving the ball a lot, quickness, taking the open shot, driving the lane when they've got it, kicking it back out when they can't drive the lane. And they've got some 3-point shooters on that team that do well.
As Arrows hoping to get the ball back in 7 seconds and hopefully get up either a buzzer beat, hopefully get up a buzzer beater 3 to tie this game up.
If they can't intercept the pass, they need to foul like right now and hope that they miss the free throws so they get the opportunity to maybe try to get another three.
If Lowell does foul, DeWitt only has to get one free throw out of their two to go in to make this a two-possession game and end it. Trying to pass it in, looking for somebody, and they're going to...
Got a foul.
They got a foul, and finally, Morgan DeCavers fouls. Not happy, as now Mensing will go to the line for the Panthers, hoping to close out this game.
4.2 seconds left on the clock in the fourth quarter. Ritter Oaks trail by three. Going to the line, Brendan Mensing. If he makes either one of these two free throws, it's almost game over.
Owen Newland now in from Morgan DeCavers. Morgan DeCavers is really not happy about fouling out. First shot, no good. If they miss this one, they have the slightest chance of getting the ball down the court and getting a buzzer beater. Mensing's second shot is no good.
But he gets his rebound.
Misses it. They're going to have to chuck up a shot. Full court shot. Just underneath it as it hits the rim. Great hustle play by Mensing as he gets his own rebound, 1-on-4 after shooting the free throw. So we have a 47-50 game victory for the DeWitt Panthers as the Lowell Red Arrows fall to 2-4.